This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. India's LPG production has increased by 25% following several government measures aimed at boosting domestic supply for household consumers. Addressing an inter-ministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi last evening, Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said that on 8th of March, the government issued an order directing refineries and petrochemical complexes to maximize LPG production by diverting streams of propane, butane, propylene and butenes to the LPG pool. She added that as a result of these measures, domestic LPG production has increased by about a quarter and the entire domestic LPG production is being directed towards household consumers.
All C3 and C4 hydrocarbon streams, which include propane, butane, propylene and butene, would add to LPG pool, and the same would be supplied to 3 public sector oil marketing companies for domestic supply. In sabhi prayason ke wajah se hamara domestic LPG production has increased by 25%, and all these domestic LPG is being directed towards household consumers.
Bharat Petroleum Corporation Limited BPCL has assured citizens that the government is making all possible efforts to ensure the smooth and free passage of LPG imports. In a social media post, BPCL said that due to the current geopolitical situation and blockade affecting LPG imports, available supplies are being carefully rationed to ensure wider distribution. It noted that domestic households have been given the highest priority in the allocation of LPG cylinders. India has stepped up assistance to its citizens in West Asia as escalating regional tensions continue to disrupt travel and safety conditions, with hundreds of Indians repatriated from Lebanon and Qatar on commercial flights. According to the Indian Embassy in Beirut, the first batch of 177 Indian nationals was repatriated to New Delhi on a charter flight arranged by their employer yesterday. The group was seen off at Beirut Rafiq Hariri International Airport by India's ambassador to Lebanon, Noor Rehman Sheikh. Meanwhile, the Indian Embassy in Qatar said more than 500 Indians who had been stranded in Qatar travelled to India on Qatar Airways flights yesterday. The passengers departed for destinations including New Delhi and Mumbai. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate the Global Conference on Women in Agri-Food Systems 2026 in New Delhi today. The three-day conference will, with the theme Driving Progress, Attaining New Heights, will be held at the Indian Council of Agricultural Research Convention Centre in the national capital. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will also be present on the occasion. National Conference President and former Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Farooq Abdullah had a miraculous escape when a gunman opened fire on him after coming from behind while Abdullah was leaving a marriage function in Jammu last night. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that Deputy Chief Minister Surinder Chaudhary and advisor to Chief Minister Umar Abdullah, Nasir Aslam Wani, were accompanying Abdullah when the incident occurred. The terrorist who was killed along the line of control in Rajouri district on Tuesday during a failed infiltration attempt has been identified as a launching operative of Pakistan-based Lashkar-e-Toyba outfit. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that the terrorist was killed in the general area of Jhangar in the Naushera sector of Rajouri district around 3 p.m. on Tuesday, while he, along with another associate, was trying to sneak in from across the border. Army said, based on the documents and intelligence inputs, the deceased has been identified as Hamza Yusuf, a resident of Pakistan-occupied Jammu Kashmir. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu said the process of surveying and demarcating the interstate boundary between Arunachal Pradesh and Assam has begun in phases, with the first boundary pillar already erected as part of efforts to resolve the decades-old dispute. The Board of Control for Cricket in India announced the schedule for the first phase of the Indian Premier League 2026 to be played from 28th of March to 12th of April. And that is the end of this news bulletin.